You're listening to Juno Afternoon. I'm Shelley Delaney. Many will remember when the play Blue Ticket was performed on stage a few years ago, and now it's a film. So here to tell us more is the playwright Mo Longsworth. Hi, Mo.
Hello. And it's Longworth, no S,
Longworth,
but that's okay.
I'm so sorry.
No worries.
Funny, I saw that. I thought that was not right.
It's all right.
Well, for many of our listeners, you will need no introduction. But what would you say about yourself to someone who might be hearing your name for the first time?
Oh, my goodness. Well, I was just talking about this with someone here while we waited to go on the air about how you end up doing things you never thought you'd do. When I moved to Juneau, it was 92, and someone told me right then, at taking me out to lunch, that there weren't many gay men in Juneau because they'd been sent away in the 60s by the police. And I was just so intrigued, moving up from the San Francisco Bay Area, how that possibly could have happened. Mm. And I researched it and found out that it actually wasn't unique to Juneau. It happened even in the 1890s during the, you know, during wars, and the United States Army had a discharge category called Blue Ticket that would get rid of gay people or suspected gay people in an not honorable discharge way, just sort of a way to turn a blind eye and get rid of people. In the gold rush up in the Yukon, they would even hang people who were quote-unquote undesirable and call it blue ticketing, or they would just drive them out of a village that was developing over the gold rush. Same thing in Juneau. The prostitutes were sent away in the 50s, when Juneau, well, when Alaska was going to be made a state, it was required that prostitution wouldn't be legal. So they blue ticketed the prostitutes. They tore down their little cribs in the downtown, put them all on the steamship, and sent them to the lower 48, where it was also illegal to be a prostitute. And so, anyway, in the 60s, there was a witch hunt in Juneau. And back to my introduction, I'm someone who just was interested in getting this history out and interviewed over 50 people who were here in the 60s or in Alaska in the 60s and had been somehow involved, whether it was their teacher getting sent away, their hairdresser getting sent away, their best friend getting sent away. The stories that I collected were just amazing. You know, a high school student was at school on the playground when a girl's father came crying and in tears, took his daughter in his arms and said goodbye. He was being taken away. And these people would just disappear. They would walk away from jobs, homes, friends, family. Some of them, their family packed up and left with them, and they were never seen again. And that was the end of a whole, over probably 100 gay men or suspected gay men were sent away. And in Ketchikan, they sent women away too that were suspected to be gay. But here, our police chief only went after men.
That's really heartbreaking, and I wish I could say that that was a different time and things like that don't happen anymore, but we know that they do.
We do know that they do. And especially right now, it's very sensitive for trans people. And with all of the violence in the world, it's been just heartbreaking. So I hope many people will come and see the film, which is a really high quality broadcast version of the play that we actually did. So it is like seeing a play, but seeing the film of a play. So it's in a way like you have the best seat in the house at a play, because you have close-ups where you see the very subtle nuances of facial expression on the actors. And our actors just did a fabulous job. And just as a special treat, the actors from Blue Ticket are having a reunion at tomorrow's performance at the show. They have not seen the film either. So please come and join us. The The film will be shown 3 times during Pride Month for June, and the first time is tomorrow, Saturday, June 4th at 1 p.m. at Gold Town. It's free. I've used money to rent the theater, and people can make a donation if they want to pay toward the rental cost of the theater. But you don't have to have money to get in. You do have to have a vaccination card and a mask. And it is suitable, mature content. So it's not for, you know, unvaccinated children age anyway. And it's fine for a, you know, young adult to come with discretion with family or guardians who find it suitable. There's plenty of people that were in high school and junior high who enjoyed it. And the other performances will be on Wednesday, June 22nd at 6:30, and that includes a Q&A, and Thursday, June 30th at 7 p.m. So 3 shows all together at Gold Town.
Fantastic. That's great. I'm excited to see it. So this premiere of Blue Ticket, the film, is coming out during Pride Month, and it feels like such perfect timing. So with the little time we have left, what does it mean to you that it's coming out now?
Oh, it's so important. When I moved here, I tried to have a gay marching contingent in the 4th of July parade, and people from the LGBT community said I could only go out with a paper bag over my head.
Wow.
And that was in my first summer here was 93. And, you know, I just am so proud and, you know, it's heartwarming that we've come such a long way with acceptance in Juneau. But the reality is we still do not have equal rights in our state. Andy Josephson introduced it again this legislative session. Beth Krutula did it before Andy's time. And it's just criminal to me that our state does not provide equal protection under the law to LGBTQ people. And, you know, if any other group didn't have equal rights, people would be sleeping down at the Capitol and demanding it. And I think it's about time we took on that kind of an attitude. And I just want to say that this is historical fiction. So all of the stories you see in the play are not actually exactly as they happened, because when a writer writes something, you take the history and you build a story with it. And my story that you'll see tomorrow is a romantic thriller. So come and get thrilled.
Thanks, Mo Longworth. Thank you so much for sharing today. I really appreciate it. I'm really glad that we're having these conversations too. So thanks for coming on. Thanks for saying what you said. And thank you for doing what you do. Blue Ticket premieres at the Gold Town Nickelodeon. Blue Ticket, the film, this weekend. Thanks so much.
Thank you, Shelley.